Hello, everybody. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. And if you haven't realized this already, we're airing all week at the wonderful firm of Gray, Gray & Gray in Canton, Massachusetts. That means my co-host is Rich Hershen. Welcome back, Rich.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to be here. Having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always great to have you as my co-host. I get to sit back in the chair, let you ask all the questions.
And I get to sit and just make fun of you. So it's a win-win, I think.
You know, I know how to get you to stop making fun of me. All my great friends make fun of me.
Hey, I don't know if I want to be in that category.
Our next guest, look, 2017, we're probably, you know, people tell me we might have a new tax code, we might not, we might, things are going to change, corporate tax, estate tax. Well, then I have to talk to Kelly Berardi. That's who we're talking to from Gray, Gray & Gray. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you.
So, Kelly,
happy to be here.
What's the advice you're telling your clients as they're calling you with the inauguration right upon us?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're basically just telling our clients that they need to wait, right? Because we don't really know what's going to happen yet. And even if things do happen, it's going to take some time. I mean, the code and the regulations are very complicated, and there's no way that things are going to change overnight and even in a few months' time. So people have talked about converting from, you know, C to an S corporation, and we've said, you know what, let's wait a little bit and see how this is all going to shake out. We're sort of in an uncertain time.
But I assume that when you are working or when you're home, you sort of think to yourself, hypotheses. You're mm-hmm. starting to think, this is what I should be expecting that will happen.
Yeah, I think what we're expecting is that the corporate income tax rates are going to come down to what they're talking about is 15%, which would be a significant windfall for, you know, many of our clients. What they're also talking about is sort of leveling the playing field as it relates to the various entities, whereby all the entities would basically be treated the same. So whether you're a C corporation, an S corporation, or an LLC, depending on how the changes sort of shake out, the type of entity classification will be somewhat neutral across the board. And so that's kind of what...
Simplifying.
Right. So the simplification, it's sort of somewhat scary to me from a tax perspective in terms of how this is all going to work and how quickly it can be done. But obviously great for our clients because it allows them a lot of significant opportunities that will, you know, enhance growth and everything else for their businesses.
Do you find, Kelly, that, you know, it seems to me in the last few years, each year there's just so much uncertainty, or are the depreciation laws going to change? You know, mm-hmm. what's Trump going to do and all this? And it's just become very difficult to really advise clients properly because you have no idea what's going to happen from one minute to the next. Have you found that also? And how have you dealt with that?
Yeah, so it's very difficult, particularly with year-end planning and the timing of year-end planning, and the rules come out so late. So you're trying so hard to be a zealous advocate for your client and trying to get them a really good picture as to what their tax returns are going to look like. But that becomes nearly impossible when you're making these sorts of decisions. And, you know, you're just basically trying to project out and guess what the rules will look like. And so oftentimes tax season comes with surprises for clients. And with that will often come disappointment in many ways. And so it's difficult. It's difficult to, you know, provide excellent client service when a lot of the stuff is just simply out of our control. And a lot of the things that we hear in the media just simply aren't true, and it's not always, you know, based on fact. And so I think certain clients have certain expectations that are not, you know, necessarily rooted in fact.
So we just had a guest on earlier today, and he was talking about data security.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, have you seen, you know, a lot of with the IRS and dealing with, you know, you hear things all the time. Has that been a big problem for you and your clients in dealing with that? And what advice do you have for your clients?
Yeah, so it's been a significant issue for our clients, particularly with tax returns that have been filed prior to when they file their tax return. So what will happen is, with individuals particularly, they'll file an individual tax return and then they'll get a notice back saying that the return has already been filed under their name. And so what we're talking about here is identity theft. And the issue with identity theft is that the IRS has not been able to keep up with all of these various security breaches, and they make it very difficult for you as a taxpayer to get to the bottom of it. And so what'll happen is you get very little information in terms of when this return was filed and how much money was sort of refunded to this fake tax return. And then you have to prove to the IRS that you are who you are. The good news is that there's been very little fraud in terms of Social Security number usage and things like that. It's simply people file a tax return with a fake Social Security number, they get a refund, and then they're done. But again, it's difficult because if you're owed money by the IRS, it can take up to 6 to 8 months to get that money from them. Because again, you have to file affidavits and basically prove that you are who you are. And so it's been a struggle for our clients.
Yeah, I've heard about the IRS starting to take some action. I believe they have a test program or a pilot program, mm-hmm. or there's a certain code you have to enter with
yes,
your W-2.
Yes, so you have to file. Yeah, there's a code that you'll enter with your W-2s. And then in addition to that, if you are a victim of identity theft, the IRS issues a PIN number, and you're not able to file a tax return without a PIN. And so there's definitely things that they're doing. They're also beefing up their tax return processing. And so when tax returns are filed, there's certain tests that they're doing in the background that is supposed to significantly reduce identity theft. So we'll see how that works out.
So let's assume I'm starting a new business and I'm a startup. Are there things that I should be looking at in terms of starting my business today that I wouldn't have, let's say, a year ago?
I mean, I think we're still doing what we've done in the past in terms of having discussions about, you know, whether the thing that's really nice now that as opposed to before is you never really recommended a corporation before, okay, because of double taxation. But because of this qualified small business stock, meaning if your company is a corporation, it's a new corporation, it's an operating entity, and it's got assets under $50 million, if you sell the stock of that corporation down the road, right now the way that the rules are written, the gain on that, okay, would be tax-free, which is a significant windfall for a lot of our clients, and we've seen it happen and how it works, and it's fantastic. So that is interesting because you would never recommend, you know, a corporation for clients. You'd always recommend a flow through, whether that be an LLC or an S corp. And now it's interesting because we're saying, you know what, if you're the type of business where you know you're going to merge up to with a strategic buyer, or it's going to be a stock sale and not an asset sale, you really want to be thinking about a corporation. And then we find ways to, you know, drive taxable income down with accelerated deductions and things like that. So yeah, there's so many. It's funny, the tax landscape has changed significantly in the past couple of years.
Now I'll go to the other end of the tunnel. Let's say some of my peers, some of my clients are interested in selling their business, and I'm in an M&A process right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell me do the deal now or wait 120 days and see where things are going?
Yeah, we talk about that a lot. You know, and then it becomes, what is the risk of waiting? Okay,
right, you could lose a deal.
Exactly, you could lose a deal. And so, does the 15% potentially is that enough to potentially make this person walk away? Because yeah, you may want to wait, but they may not want to wait because there could be other reasons why they want to close the deal. So yeah, you have those conversations all the time.
I would think that would be a big issue for a lot of people who've been waiting their whole life to develop a secure, you know, fixed income lifestyle.
Absolutely. Yeah. And 15% makes a huge difference potentially.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of that. I mean, the good thing about that is if you're starting to talk about a deal now, it can take several months for it to close or a year, even longer than a year to close. So we do have time sort of on our side. And I think things will start to happen fairly quickly in terms of getting more information and as to how things will change with the corporate tax rates and everything else.
And I would assume if you're in that position, you'd work in a team. You'd work with someone like Rich, who's in an audit group, who's a consultant to his clients. You wouldn't make that decision alone with a client.
No. So that's exactly what it is. It's all about a team approach here at Gray, Gray & Gray with our clients, particularly with M&A. And the audit folks, they're really focused on the financials and the GAAP side of things. And we're working with them on the tax side. To the extent there's anything financial statement-wise that's going on, we collaborate with them so that we're always having a tax spin on it. And honestly, taxes can't control the entire deal. They're an aspect of the deal, but it's just paints one, you know, it's just one factor of the whole thing. So teamwork is essential.
And on M&A, I mean, aren't you finding some of the tax aspects are not only what is the tax going to be on the sale, but just what are the tax pitfalls that are out there? Like, have they filed in all the states? And are there,
yeah,
there different contingencies need to be factored in the deal depending on some tax positions they've taken?
Yeah, so that all goes into sort of the due diligence of the deal. And so, yeah, so modeling what the ultimate tax impact is going to be is one piece of the deal. But another very important piece of the deal is the due diligence. And that due diligence is essentially reviewing old tax returns and identifying areas of issues, concerns, potential liabilities, et cetera. So, for instance, if you have a taxpayer where, you know, you say, give me your payroll by state, and you find out that they've got employees in 30 states and they've only filed a tax return in Massachusetts. Well, guess what? you not only do you have an exposure for the seller, but as the buyer, you need to now know that you're not buying a company where you're only filing in one state. You've got nexus in 30 states. And so that is all very important as part of the due diligence. And so, you know, uncertain tax positions that have been taken, even, you know, purchase price allocations and, you know, what's the basis. And if you're not careful with that purchase price allocation and you're allocating things to ordinary income buckets, you're creating a significant issue for the seller. And so, yeah, due diligence and planning is essential when you're doing an M&A deal.
Wow, very interesting. And I assume things are going to be changing, and it could be an important topic for us moving forward this year. So we're going to want to tap into you again, Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to.
If somebody wants to get hold of you now, if they're starting to prepare themselves, how would they find you?
They could call me at the office, 781-407-0300, or send me an email at kberardi@gggcpas.com.
Great.
It's always good having Kelly, isn't it?
She knows her stuff.
Thank you.
She does.
Yeah. It makes life a lot easier. I know I called Kelly a few months ago with a question. I was only on the phone with her for about 2 minutes. She gave me my answer. I got off the phone. It was quite good.
That's how she operates.
Yeah, I know.
She knows her stuff. She'll give you the answer and help you out.
Absolutely. That's Rich Hershen talking, just reminding you that he's our host and his firm, the Gray, Gray, and Gray. They're our host this week. We're going to take a break right now on Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We'll be right back after these messages.